Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
To the Eric Metaxas Show.
I shouldn't tell you this, but Eric hired someone who sounds just like him to host today's show. But since I'm the announcer, they told me. So I am telling you, don't be fooled.
The real Eric's in jail.
And welcome.
I'll let it go. I'll just let it go. Hey, do I have something exciting for my radio audience? Folks, let me tell you, every now and again, we just manage to snag someone whom we were previously not only only unable to snag, but really unable to conceive of snagging as a guest on the show. Some of you know what a big fan I am of the Babylon Bee. Some of you listening are huge fans of the Babylon Bee. All you have to do is follow the Babylon Bee on Twitter, and you will thank me. But recently, I got to meet some of the folks behind the genius comedy of the Babylon Bee. One of them has a new book out, and I thought maybe we can lure him, Albin. He's got a book out. Maybe we can get him into the studio. And somehow, I don't know how we did it, we got him into the studio, and he's here right now. Ethan Nicole, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Listen, you're insane, and I like that. And it's a, for me, that's a positive thing. Yeah. Your humor is insane. The Babylon Bee's humor is insane, brilliant. How did you get involved with the Babylon Bee? I mean, what was it that led you to them or they to you?
I've been a fan of the Babylon Bee since I started seeing him popping up on, Facebook. And I'd sent him a couple messages, no reply. But I found Kyle Mann, who's the editor-in-chief and the main guy. Most people don't know, like, 80% of the Babylon Bee is Kyle Mann's brain. He's
right.
Just insane.
So like, he's really
he's another
sick.
Insane guy.
Yeah.
I found him on Twitter. I think he liked a tweet of mine or something, and I found him when I saw he's Babylon Bee. So I tweeted him very quickly, and I'm like, hey, I really want to write for the Babylon Bee. He's a fan of my comic, which is called Axe Cop. And so I pitched him, like, I think I sent him like 30 to 50 headlines. I just exploded with all these headlines.
Now hold on. Axe Cop is something that you'd be most well known probably for Axe Cop. So tell the audience, what is Axe Cop?
It's like in certain circles, I'm known very well for like comic book. Yeah, it's a comic book called Axe Cop. It was a late night show on Fox. And the most unique thing about it is that I created it with my 5-year-old brother, who's about 24 years younger than I am.
About 24 years younger than you are?
Well, not exactly to the day.
Oh, not exactly to the day. All right. So how can a 5-year-old brother have something to do with a 29-year-old's comic? What role did your brother play?
We were playing, and he had a toy axe, like a fireman axe, and
a toy axe.
Right, like
what
you
child doesn't have a toy axe?
Well, he just got into like a fireman day, you know, where they give you all these fireman toys. So he had like a toy fireman hat and an axe because they use axes to chop down doors.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, so he wanted to play cops, but he didn't have a toy gun nearby. So he just reasoned that that would be called an axe cop, that you fight bad guys with an axe.
Oh, right. You want to play cops and robbers. You don't have a gun, but you have an axe, and you're like, good enough. I can kill with the axe. I can maim. I can threaten. I can do a lot of the stuff that cops do with a gun or right. with a taser. Yeah. And so Bob's your uncle. Next thing you know, you get an idea.
Yeah. And the next thing, so I go, well, what do I get? And he pulls the next toy out of the toy box, and it's a flute. So I'm flute cop.
Okay, and so axe cop and flute cop, you guys, you're like the Starsky and Hutch of the 21st century.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I drew a comic at one page, and it went insanely viral. Like, it was, the website was like Entertainment Weekly's website of the day the next day, like out of nowhere, suddenly. It was like the internet came alive and noticed me for like a day. It was insane.
That's creepy when the internet comes alive.
Yeah, that's but like so creepy right now because I listen to your show a lot.
So you suddenly found yourself doing this bizarre thing that you just do because that's how your brain works. And suddenly, yeah, people noticed and they liked it and it went viral. And you're telling me that this led to a show on Fox?
Yeah, it was a late night show. I mean, this is all past now. My little brother, who was 5 at the time, is 15 now. So,
whoa.
But this is the thing that put me on the map.
How did that happen? That's weird.
I know, life.
Okay, so it went... Fox had an animated show. What was this,
right.
a 10-minute show, a 15?
It was a 15-minute show. They did like their version of Adult Swim for a while called ADHD.
That's funny. Yeah. It sounds, when you say like late, you know, like late show, I'm thinking like it sounds so, it's like 1,000 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like 1,000 a.m. But you're saying it was midnight, so it's not too late.
Yeah.
But on like Friday or Saturday night when all the potheads are like watching TV.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They were trying to reach that pothead demographic, and a comic written by a 5-year-old was like a good thing for that.
Oh my gosh! Okay, so we're gonna have to backtrack. You have a book out here.
So, yeah.
I want to talk about Babylon Bee, and I want to talk about the book, and I want to talk about you. But
okay.
Just to understand why you were lured into the studio, you have a book to promote. It's called "Bears Want to Kill You: The Authoritative Guide to Survival in the War Between Man and Bear." And here is a copy. Look, I can hold it up. We have a camera in case anybody's seeing this on the camera. If you're watching this on radio, you can't see a darn stinking thing. But it is a book printed in the traditional fashion. Some kind of rectangle, I suppose. It's in three dimensions. It has a number of what we call pages made of paper. And it has a front and a back. And, okay, so let's get real here. This book is, if anybody thought you were insane based on your description of Axe Cop, that ain't nothing compared to Bears Want to Kill You, because the whole book, and this is why I like you so much, the whole book is filled with lies that seem to be true.
Strong word.
But when I say lies, I mean these are things that are not true. So maybe not lies. But, for example, it's so bizarre that it's even difficult to describe for me, and I'm out of my skull. But you talk about things that are just so bizarre. You have a strange sense of humor. So before we talk about the book, you have to help me understand what happened to you early in life that made you so messed up. Where'd you grow
that's
up?
That's a good question. I grew up in Oregon, small town boy.
Bear country?
No bears. Yeah, I don't know. The whole bear thing came from, I was in a rock band for a while, and we joked about bears a lot in the van while we were driving around.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
To no one. to no one listening.
I keep looking over there.
You were in a rock band, and you joked about bears a lot. Hey,
yeah.
What rock band doesn't go through a season where they joke about
bear joking.
Bears and other large, scary mammals? So you grew up in Oregon. What kind of a home were you? Now, I know you're a person of faith. Did you grow up in a home where you went to church, or what was your background growing up?
Yeah, it was interesting. My parents, we went to like normal church, and then my parents got divorced when I was 8, and my mom went Roman Catholic, and my dad went Pentecostal. And so alternating weekends, I went to the two different churches.
You know, that will mess up anybody.
That will mess you
that
up.
Will,
yeah.
That's like a bear paw to the head.
Yeah.
Wham. And you're down pretty much for the rest of your life. So when did you know that you had a penchant for wacky, freaky humor?
That's the thing I've always had. And I think my dad My dad had it. He'd make up stories. Like when my dad was a Pentecostal divorced man, he was also homeless, and he lived in his van, and we would visit him in his van, live in his van with him for the weekend, and he would tell us stories in the van and make them up on the spot because he didn't have any books around, no kids' books or anything. So he just like make up outlandish stories that were, you know, a lot of, you know, I don't know what words I can say, poo-poo jokes,
right?
Toot-toot jokes,
right?
Stuff that little boys like.
Yeah.
So that was very inspiring to me.
So he fed your sickness in the van.
Exactly.
Well, let me ask you, did things eventually look up for your dad? Did he move beyond the van?
Yes, he, and that's where my 24-year younger brother came from. He remarried to a very good woman, my stepmother, Dila, and started a whole new life. I have three younger siblings. And
that's one of the best things about marriage. People don't know, but if you're a dude living in a van, a wife will simply not stand for that.
Yeah, she's not.
She will bring the woman's touch, and the first thing the woman's touch does is it pulls you out of the van and into something respectable like a home, an apartment of some kind. We're going to go to a break, but folks, you do not want to go away. I promise you there's more to come. More with Ethan Nicole, more about the Babylon Bee, more about freaky humor, and more, most of all, about Bears Want to Kill You. The book, it's an actual physical book. It has mass, and we're gonna talk about it when we come back.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word GUTS to 60-60-60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text GUTS to 60-60-60. Text GUTS to 60-60-60.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, plug in pest free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code RADIO20. That's promo code RADIO20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789. 800-314-4789.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Ethan Nicole, who writes for the Babylon Bee and who is insane. And that's why I like you, Ethan. I have to say, your sense of humor makes me feel almost normal. Not quite, but almost. The book you've written here, Bears Want to Kill You, The Authoritative Guide to Survival in the War Between Man and Bear. What's bizarre is that the cover, Bears Want to Kill You, it has a picture of a bear chasing a man. Mm-hmm. And it sort of sounds almost reasonable, like bears want to kill you. So this is a book about, you know, surviving bear attacks or something. But then when you open the book up, I guess your principal thesis, if I can flatter whatever it is with the title thesis, is that there is no way to escape being killed by bears.
Right.
In fact, any moment we may be killed by bears and there's nothing we could do about it.
It could happen during this show. the whole thesis of the book really is that your bear death is coming. So it's how do you live life in that time before your bear death comes?
Right. The bears are going to kill you. So, all right. So I still have to go back. What gave you the wacko idea? Because there's a lot of ideas for insane books, but to go all out, not just to write a chapter or a comic book page, but an entire book on glossy paper, mind you.
It's very high quality.
High quality, as though you would want it to last. I'm not following that. But the whole book is dedicated to this idea that bears are inevitably going to kill us. They want to kill us, and it's useless. There's 1,000 ways you can go about trying not to be killed, but you'll fail every time. They kill you every time.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't get
was that a question?
Was in there?
Was that a question? That was a true or false question. But where did you get the idea to go all in?
Oh yeah, that was a question.
On the whole stinking book, like where did you get the crazy idea?
Well, of my many ridiculous projects, which is one way that I feel like we are kindred spirits, is we have lots of ridiculous projects. I have a comic that I do called Bearmageddon, which is fully illustrated and written by me. It's about bears taking over the world.
Okay, I forgot about that. So there's more to the world of a bear death than meets the eye in this book. A comic called Bearmageddon. Can people find that online?
Yeah, it's just a digital comic right now, but you can get it on Amazon Kindle.
Where do they find it? That's where we'd find it. Do you have a website?
Bearmageddon.com. You can read the whole thing there.
Bearmageddon.com. But what made you go all in on the bear thing? Because you seem to have such a warped sense of humor broadly that you would be able to do a lot of stuff. But you just went in on the bear thing.
Well, what I did is because Bearmageddon's always been kind of a passion project on the side. It's just for fun. And I started experimenting with ways to get people to pay attention to it. So I started making these bear graphics, like an infographics, satirical, way over the top. And they would go crazy viral, like, you know, make front page of Reddit and
really
all sorts of, you know, and people would steal them and take the logo off. And you've shared them before. I don't know if you remember. But.
Yes, I do. Yeah. But okay, like, for example, we have to give people examples because there's no, like, I turned to a random page in the book and it says the pile driver. And there's all this verbiage. And then at the bottom, how a bear performs a pile driver. And there are these gruesome pictures of a giant bear and a hapless human. And it says step one. Once you are dazed, the bear will grab onto you. Mm-hmm. I like the idea that you're already assuming being dazed.
Yeah.
Step two, the bear flips you over in one swift movement. Step three, the bear will jump, often off a rock or branch. I like the way you just kind of slipped that in there. Now we have some height. Step four, you are crushed beneath the bear's giant ass. That's really
curious if you're going to say that last.
That's really edifying for the kids. And then you have bears versus other animals, bear versus elk, bear versus golden eagle, and you have these really beautiful drawings and things here.
Well, one of my main jobs at the Babylon Bee is I'm the Photoshopper. So if you ever see a fancy Photoshop job on the Babylon Bee, that's me. So that book's full of...
Oh, really?
Full of imagery. It's a very... And like you said, like I wanted to make that book a book that you flip through and every page has a joke on it. So it's not like a book you read cover to cover. Like you just pop it open.
Yeah, I think you'd lose your mind if you read this cover to cover.
Yeah.
That'd be unhealthy.
I did the audiobook, and yeah.
You did the audiobook? There's an audiobook version of this?
I'm still working on editing it, but yeah.
How in the world do you...
I did a thing where I actually describe some of the image. If an image is pertinent to the information, I describe it in audio, and then I scold the person for not having bought the book.
Let me just circle back to my thesis that you're a deeply sick person. And yet, you're married, you have four kids, so you have a semblance of normalcy in your life. You're able to function.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, my wife is, like, incredibly normal. Like, she's a nurse, she's... got a good heart. She's smart. She notices things, and she knows how to get places. Yeah.
That is so. And where do you guys live today?
Rancho Cucamonga, California.
That's a real place. Did you pick it just for the name?
No. I would have.
Rancho Cucamonga. Well, it's one thing to have a lot of wacky ideas. It's another thing to say, I'm going to put them in a book. I'm going to do a Kickstarter, and we're going to get this book published. This book really is a gorgeous book. Like, this is not a paperback that's going to fall apart. This will, whether you want it to or not, it's going to last for a long time.
Yeah, and it's on sale on Amazon right now. And one fun fact at the moment, my daughter is the one packaging them for me, and she is earning money to go on a trip to Washington, D.C. with her junior high. So anybody who buys a book from Amazon right now in the next, like, few days.
Yeah.
They'll be supporting her trip to Washington, D.C.
Oh, my gosh. Folks, think about this.
It's huge.
This sweet girl needs to get away from her crazy dad for 10 minutes. Come on. Help her out. Okay, so if people buy Bears Want to Kill You, they can help your daughter go to D.C.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. That's so cool.
And it's a good Father's Day gift. So.
And by the way, this book is a great Father's Day gift, and not just for fathers.
Yeah.
Just for anybody, even for a...
Anybody a bear could kill.
A sister? Who's to say that you can't give your sister a Father's Day gift?
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Is there a Sister's Day in America?
This is 2019.
There will be. On the back of the book, you have some blurbs from some people. It says, the Library of Bear Fighting, a lot of people are aware of that library, says there are many known techniques for surviving bear attacks. This book disproves them all. Roscoe McBroom, paranoid/vindicated guy, writes, I've always lived in fear of being pile-driven by a bear. Now I know that fear is justified. And then we have Dr. Wendell H. Higginbottom, Ph.D. I think the Ph.D. is redundant since you put doctor in there.
Doctor.
In the next edition of this book, you need to get rid of one of those. nonetheless, he's the head of Ur Science at Bob Hoskins University. As a leading bearologist, I can tell you that everything in this book is true, some of it even more true than true, which in science is known as double true. This is really sick, great stuff,
The
Ethan.
Weird life of an author, like you sit there making these jokes alone, and then, so I'm trying to control myself right now, but I haven't had the giddy experience of seeing somebody read them out loud and laugh at them.
So I'm totally with you. When I write something, that's what I'm looking for. So I'm trying to, okay, there's more here. Andrew Little Diddle. That's a real name.
Real person.
Andrew Little Diddle writes, I used to fear I might be killed by bears, but thanks to this book, I'm now absolutely confident I will be killed by bears. And then finally, Yosemite National Park Forest Ranger Muggins writes, this book has been invaluable to me as a park ranger. I used to waste so much of my time cautioning hikers about bears, but now I know not to bother. That's right. They're going to be killed. What's the... Have a good time.
And a lot of I had my the two lead writers on the Babylon Bee next. Like, there's kind of like three main guys that write: Kyle Mann, my friend Frank Fleming, and then me. So I had Kyle and Frank do a pass on this book. So a lot of those back, those quotes in the back are from Frank. He's amazing.
Well, I want to say that, you know, when you're writing insane humor, I think you know this, and I've done it, where you may find it funny, and then the next day or a week later, you may realize, actually, no, it's not funny,
right?
Because it's so out there.
Yeah.
And so when you're writing this kind of stuff, is this just normally come out of you, or do you have to get into a zone?
Well, a large amount of that, like, you know, when I was making those bear meme jokes, and at first I was just making them, they kept catching on, so I created Bearmageddon News Network, kind of like The Onion, but bear jokes. And everything I say, it sounds so ridiculous saying it out loud.
Everything you say is so freaky.
But I am somehow on the Eric Metaxas show through all this.
I think this interview might single-handedly kill the show. Alvin.
Interviewed Morgan Freeman.
Because I can't shut up. Well, yeah, if that didn't kill the show, I think we're good. So you when you're writing, do you get in the zone? I think that was my question.
Oh, well, yeah, what I was saying was that a lot of these had been posted online, and there's a lot that feel like a random joke, but you could see the effect of retweets and shares, so I knew which ones were, you know, funnier or whatever. The infographics always do really well.
Okay, we're going to be right back, folks. No joke, we're talking to the author of Bears Want to Kill You. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is expected to announce new executive action within the hour on a citizenship question on the census. That's after last month's Supreme Court ruling forbidding the action, at least temporarily. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says his state is bracing for a slow-moving storm. The governor said high water forecasts for the Mississippi River have gone down slightly, but a change in the storm's direction or intensity could renew the possibility of the levees being topped by a river already swollen by heavy rains and snowmelt. A federal judge is threatening American Airlines mechanics with fines and other punishment if they carry out what the carrier claims is an illegal work slowdown that's causing flight cancellations. The airline says the mechanics are trying to gain leverage in contract talks. The union denies any wrongdoing. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills with one of the largest offerings of grills and accessories. Our mini, anywhere and everywhere portables are perfect for tailgating and grilling on the go. Our best-selling 27XL is the convergence of price and size. The 36-inch is the size most often specified by kitchen designers, and the Solaire 56-inch is the largest all-infrared grill on the market. Solaire makes accessories like griddles and steamer fryers to enhance your backyard grilling experience. Solaire also has an extensive offering of doors, drawers, and bartending centers to complete your outdoor kitchen. All Solaire infrared grills feature the efficient Solaire infrared burner that heats up fast, locks in the juices, and makes you wonder why you'll ever want to eat out again. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com.
Mm-hmm. Texas Show. Boy, are we having some fun. I don't know what is happening, but I'm talking to the author of Bears Want to Kill You. And the author is Ethan Nicole. Ethan, as I say, and I don't want my audience to forget, you're a deeply sick person. But you have the semblance of a normal person. You're married. You have four wonderful children. You hold down a job. You're reasonably well-groomed. I was going to say you're clean-shaven, but that would be a lie. Mm-hmm. But you have an insane sense of humor. When did you get an inkling that you might be able to make a living at this? I mean, did you go to college for something? Like, what did you do?
I didn't go to college because I didn't want to go into debt for art. It just seemed like a bad idea.
Guess what? It is a bad idea. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just one of those things. Like, it's the only thing I ever knew to do. So I illustrate and I write and I just make up ridiculous humor.
But you managed to succeed, which is not easy.
Yeah. And I feel like in the line of work I'm in, it's so random that I'm every day at the end of the day, I thank God that I succeeded today. You know, like, I never know. I'm like resting in a throne of success or anything.
Right. Right.
But making a living, it's amazing.
No, but I trust me, I get that. But your sense of humor is so loony. The people have often said to me, I have a sick sense of humor, and I know that there are others who also do, but I rarely get to see them, and I'm seeing you right now, so it's good. Here's one really sick thing. You have the bear's digestive system. You say they have a unique digestive system. Unlike other creatures who can only digest organic matter such as meat and vegetation, bears can also digest non-physical things like spirits, emotions, and religions. That is so sick. You should be famous just for that sentence. I just want you to know that's how well I think of that. Thanks to this fascinating ability, bears are able to consume angels, demons, poltergeists, Satan, and other spirits, in addition to rabbits, blueberries, and hikers. All right, that is so sick. And then you have a graphic. It says bears have two stomachs, one for meat and one for souls. Okay, right. So it says if you're eaten by a bear, you shall not pass on to the next world. That is so sick. And you say, I've got to read this. When a bear eats a living thing, it swallows both its physical body and its spirit. This is so sick. A bear has two stomachs for this process, one that processes organic matter and one that stores souls. The bear's second stomach contains an infinite realm known as Beargatory, a place between life and death where prey remains forever in eternal torment. I would have added some kind of stomach acid joke at the end of that. So maybe in the next edition.
Yeah.
This is so bizarre. A lot of this is great. I like the chapter on secret attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Like how bears often run down train tracks playing chicken with oncoming locomotives. And since bears are never chicken, and because trains cannot avoid head-on collisions, the outcome is always a train being derailed.
Yeah, it really goes in detail on how just about every horrible thing that happens on the earth could be traced back to bears.
To secret bears?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how to be prepared. How can people be prepared? You're telling me that there's no way that people
can
really
prepare. I mean, it's mainly to normal how to be prepared stuff is like how to stop a thing from happening. This is like what to expect. So if you are leaning back in a chair, then what you can expect is that a bear is going to elbow drop you.
Right. I'm just fascinated that someone with this sick of a sense of humor has been able to raise children and, travel.
I guess I don't know if I should mention it, but I also have a children's book coming out in August that I wrote as like a bedtime story.
But is it a real children's book or a freaky pseudo children's book?
It's legit.
What is it about?
It's called Brave Ollie Possum. It's being published by Cannonball Press from
Cannonball Press,
which is an imprint of Cannon Books. Andy, what's his name? I forgot his name.
Andy.
You've had him on the show. That's actually how I found him. He's a children's author of 100 Cupboards.
Right.
And I found him through your show, and they're the ones publishing the book.
Right.
Wilson.
So, Andy Wilson. Yeah,
right.
No, I've had him on the show a number of times. He's extraordinary and seems to have a sense of humor and a creative juices similar to yours. And that is not a compliment, folks. That's a harsh criticism. But seriously, when I met him, it was kind of like meeting you, where I rejoice in the fecundity, if I can use that word with a family audience. But really, just you really have a fertile mind. And so I've got to ask you, you know, what else are you working on? Because this won't sell.
Well, lots of Babylon Bee. And like I said, Brave Ollie Possum is my big kind of...
When's that coming out?
It's in August.
Can you come back to New York to talk about it?
I don't know. Cannonball will pay for me.
Well, you don't have to come back in August. You can come back in September, October, whenever the spirit moves you. But Brave Ollie Possum is like an actual children's book that you can share with actual children.
Yeah, what it came from is because I have, like I said, I have four kids, and I used to read them. You know, the two older ones have gotten too old for bedtime stories, but I was reading them all the classics, like Roald Dahl books and the Grimm's Fairy Tales and Alice in Wonderland, Peter Pan.
Yeah.
And inspired from that experience, I wrote what I feel like would be an awesome children's bedtime story, like an epic about a boy who's scared and turns into a possum.
And what's it called again?
Brave Ollie Possum.
Brave Ollie Possum.
And that's not out yet.
But it's not out yet, but by the time this airs, like maybe toward the end of June, it may be on Amazon. It may well be. Folks, we'll be right back with Ethan Nicole.
Make like a Mr. Mumbles and you're a...
Hey, Albin.
Yeah?
Can I tell you about ReliefFactor.com?
Oh, yeah.
ReliefFactor.com. Can I tell you?
Please.
Okay, you know what? Instead of me telling you, let's listen to somebody else for a change. Linda from Texas.
First of all, the team, every time I call, everybody is so polite and kind and helpful. And most of all, the product has helped me so much. My knee was swelling a lot, and they were talking about draining it, and that has all gone away. And my legs hurt me every night terribly, and that has gone away. And the other aches and pains like my back or my shoulders, that has gone away. So thank you.
See, I'm telling you, this. I hope my relatives are listening to this. This stuff actually works. It's all kinds of non-inflammatory stuff. It's natural. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. I don't know what else to say. It's natural. It works. It's inexpensive. And if it doesn't work you, stop taking it. But for crying out loud, try it. ReliefFactor.com.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
At Patriot Mobile, we now know Google and YouTube aren't just silencing conservatives online. They're also manipulating algorithms to interfere with the 2020 election. Meanwhile, big mobile companies are taking the proceeds from your mobile phone bill and funding progressive candidates and causes. We have only one way to preserve the Constitution and the values which made our country great, which is to stick together. This means supporting each other's causes and companies. Leading that charge in this effort is veteran-led Patriot Mobile. With unlimited plans starting as low as $25 per month, get the same crystal clear nationwide service with a portion of your bill going to support the causes you believe in. Come on over to PatriotMobile.com. Switching is easy, and you'll get a free month of service when you use promo code COMEONOVER. Since 2015, they've used over $2 million to support the Constitution and the values we believe in, but we've got a long way to go. You have a choice. Come on over today. PatriotMobile.com. PatriotMobile.com. Promo code COMEONOVER.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to the author of a useless book, but I want the copy that I'm holding, and I want more copies, and I know you will want hundreds of copies. It is called Bears Want to Kill You. That's really true, isn't it, Ethan?
Absolutely.
You've done your
true.
Research. You've
yeah.
done your fake research, and that is true. And
yes.
the bears want to kill you, and you've got all kinds of stuff. You say, what do you do when a bear spots you? There's a beautiful spread here.
Thank you.
With a menacing bear looking at you, which mm-hmm. is itself hilarious, that it's looking at you like because it's kind of putting
just
you on.
Staring
and then,
down.
And it says what to do, and you say, for example, try to make yourself bigger. Offer your child. That's really sweet.
It's dark.
Jump off nearest cliff.
Right. These are more like examples of things people are known to do.
This
not
is,
that any of them will help you in any way.
This is definitely going to be my favorite. Kick bear in junk.
Repeatedly.
You are so sick. You're a sick person. And that is my highest compliment.
Thank you.
So the premise of the book, obviously, is forget about it. Bears are going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to sell hundreds of copies of this book because we want to help people understand what's funny. And this is funny.
Thank you.
I'm here to declare that this is funny. If you don't find this funny, you need to study it harder and you need to understand. Okay, so do you have other like insane ideas that are not bear centric?
Yeah, I mean, I have if everything I've made is pretty insane. I mean, the first comics that I made that I got published were about some characters who find a pig that's possessed by Satan. And so they decide what they should do is they go to hell to try to kill the devil so their pig is not so annoying anymore.
You know, that's interesting because it's theologically wrong and heretical and could lead the faithful astray. So if I were some kind of pope, I'd excommunicate you just for that. But I love the fact that you mix in just enough spirituality to keep it creepy.
It's just
I think that's important, yeah. Bear fighting techniques. This is one of my favorite parts. Punch to the gut,
mm-hmm.
ineffective. Punch to the face, ineffective. Jumping face kick, ineffective.
Ineffective.
Spinning roundhouse kick, ineffective. Knee to the face, ineffective. Upside down breakdancer kick, ineffective.
Flashy but ineffective.
Double knee drop. Ineffective. Elbow drop, ineffective. Suplex. Oh, the suplex. Ineffective. But what's funny, you have to buy a copy
helps,
of the book
yeah.
to see the picture on page 167 of the suplex move, because the picture is hilarious. Very, very, very funny.
The bear is not moving.
The pile driver, also ineffective. That is also so stupid and funny. Yeah, okay. Well, it just goes on. Using jiu-jitsu to fight a bear. Number one, let the bear make the first move. That's pretty basic because jiu-jitsu, yeah, it's a joke. All right.
You
don't have anything in here about like shooting the bear? Because that's one way.
Yeah, there's a part in there about the myth of shooting bears.
There is?
Mm-hmm. I think you're close, actually.
You think
I'm
close?
Yeah, it's about how bears...
bear spray and other lies.
Bears live in a different time than we do. They can see things far ahead. So they see a bullet coming out of a gun years before it comes out.
Right.
They actually like to surf on bullets.
Right. Well, so you know, I probably haven't said it outright, but you're a sick person. you really are. Using jiu-jitsu to anticipate bear attacks.
Right.
Various. Now, I know there are a lot of people listening right now, perhaps the elderly, and they're thinking, have I died? I'm not even under. They're speaking English, but I don't understand any of this. Folks, if you're listening and this makes no sense to you, it's because you're emotionally and mentally healthy. So we could go on and on here, but this book is just out. You've gone to great lengths to get this thing published because obviously no rational publisher would touch it. So we have what do we have to thank for the publication of this gorgeous book?
So I published this on Kickstarter. I self-published it, and I did a special edition, which I'm almost out of. If you go to my website, ethannicole.com, you can buy. I think there's maybe 30 or 40 left of the hardcover
slipcase. Ethan Nicole, how do you spell Nicole?
Right, Ethan Nicole, Ethan's normal, N-I-C-O-L-L-E.
N-I-C-O-L-L-E.
Right.
And there's nothing funny about that.
That's the last name I got.
That's just the spelling.
Yeah.
Did your parents harm you in any way growing up? Why are you this way?
Only by being really weird. I mean, yeah. I had very strange parents, and they never discouraged being weird. So
are they?
Maybe they should have.
Are they still with us?
Yeah.
What do they make of your semi-pseudo success as the author of a bear about books that nobody wants to publish, but millions will want to buy? I declare it.
They're very supportive. I mean, my dad, I think, well, he's already been through the Axe Cop thing, which was crazy.
So they are supportive of this.
Yeah.
See, that's bad parenting right there. They should have, it was their job as parents to say, son, we might find this funny, but you need to get a real job. That would have been their job as
parents.
Well,
they did. Yeah. They told me to get a real job, and I always had a real job as long as I had to, like dishwashing and stuff like that, you know.
So they did tell you to get a real job?
Yeah. Okay. My mom was she worked us to the bone. She worked us hard.
Oh, that's okay. So then they did some good things.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking that they basically didn't do the right thing. And then you took this path, and then they decide to double down on encouraging you even now with grandchildren and stuff. Do your kids get to see the grandparents?
Yeah, the hard thing is my wife and I both have family long distance. So mine's up in Oregon, hers is in Pennsylvania. So we don't get to see them as often as we like to, but yeah, whenever we can, we get them all together.
It's just, speaking as a parent, I'm just telling you, those grandparents, they want to see those kids. You gotta make an effort. I would suggest that you split up the kids and you split up with your wife and take two to each of the grandparents just to do that. If people want this book, what is the easiest way to get this book?
Amazon.com right now. Like I said, if you buy it on there, my daughter will package it for you because I'm self-published. So
that is so cute.
It's right on there. There's the Kindle version and the soft cover on Amazon, and audiobook is forthcoming.
Okay, so there's a soft cover.
Yeah.
Obviously much less expensive than this gorgeous hardcover.
Right.
Okay. All right, we're going to come back. Final segment with Ethan Nicole. That's N-I-C-O-L-L-E. If you're not interested in this, I would suggest seeing a doctor because really you must be interested in this. If you leave me now, you'll take away the
biggest part of me. The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is expected to announce new executive action shortly on a citizenship question on the census. That's after last month's Supreme Court ruling forbidding the action, at least temporarily. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says his state is bracing for a slow-moving storm.
We're anticipating a Category 1 hurricane at landfall, which at this time we believe will be Saturday morning, and will be in the central coastal area in and around Morgan City.
Some isolated areas in Louisiana could see up to 20 inches of rain. Carnival Cruise Line has rerouted a cruise ship headed to New Orleans because of the weather. It was sent to Mobile, Alabama, in the interest of safety. Ahead of the closing bell, the Dow is ahead 204 points. This is SRN News.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Listen, you know that one thing that I get extremely serious about is humor. That's a fact. I take humor very seriously. And there is so much stuff in this book that I'm holding called Bears Want to Kill You by Ethan Nicole, who is my guest, that if you are even slightly inclined toward having a sick sense of humor, this book is worth more than you will pay for it. I mean, I got to say that, Ethan. There's enough stuff in here. I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, you know, one of these things is hilarious, but there's page after page of sheer unadulterated lunacy. And you've worked hard on this because it's just obvious. I mean, I'm not kidding. You've clearly put a lot of work into what a lot of people would say is just useless garbage. But you know, and I know, that those people are only 7/8 correct.
That's right.
And that a lot of this is not useless garbage. A lot of it is so funny. But really, it's brilliantly funny. And you could take that to the bank, or you could put that on the back of the book. But you only put fake blurbs on. But it is brilliantly funny. And I want to congratulate you on it before I forget, because
thank you.
It's incredible. I don't know what else does my audience need to know? Please, we just have a couple of minutes here, but
I don't know. I think there's samples of it on the Amazon page, and you know you can find just kind of get it. The visuals help a lot, but yeah, for me it's an insane book of ridiculous facts that you can flip to any page and get a laugh, and it's bear humor. There's never been an authoritative, funny bear book like that done, I don't think.
You know why, right?
Because it's ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, because the market has spoken loudly in not wanting to publish this trash. Here's a book page that says, Predicting a Bear's Next Move. Situation, bear goes into a crouch. What to expect? And then the next thing is, uppercut into the sun. And the graphic... is kind of what makes it.
Right.
Like the idea.
Silhouette
of it.
Against the sun.
But yeah, it's just absolutely loaded with genius, insane humor. And I can't say enough about how impressed I am, because I know that even though you'll never make a dime, even though a lot of people don't get it, those of us who do get it are in your debt.
And should buy 10 books. People, yeah.
But if everybody who loves it would just buy 10 books and give them to the friends that they know who would find it funny. Now, how do you do work when you're doing work for the Babylon Bee? You just do this randomly during the week. You kind of get some kooky ideas. How do you do that?
Babylon Bee, we have like a private group of people pitching headlines like all day long on Facebook. So there's probably around 10 to 20 people that are actively doing that. More like around 10 generally. And then
could I just do that for one day? Like, I just wonder if I could, like, how weird that would be.
Yeah, we have some people in there who like people don't know they're publicly Babylon Bee contributors, but they're actually in there and they're like known people.
Not like Karen Swallow Pryor. Okay, so who? Yeah. No, but I would love to. I'd love to just see what that's like.
Yeah, it's a blast.
I think that it might be fun.
It's like one out of like 600 headline ideas that's used, you know, not that many.
Well, that's why they're why they're so brilliant.
Yeah.
Because you have that going on.
Yeah,
it's all about community, bro. Community.
And then Kyle's like the rest of it almost, except for me.
Yeah.
I basically like look through all the headlines and go, I'll make visuals for all these and I'll write a few of them.
Okay. Jeez. Well, fortunately for most listeners, we're out of time, but I got to tell you, I am very sorry we're out of time. And just really proud of you, Ethan, Nicole. God bless you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.